We get really excited when people take the precepts. It's just a wonderful acknowledgement of our interconnectivity and of the possibility that we can continue to serve and to heal the world. And today we have four more volunteers to step forth and become the koan of the precepts. Not easy. The mystery of the precepts. So it's not always easy to discern the right way. But to acknowledge that and to have the intention is the first step. And so I'm delighted to welcome you to the Buddha family. And to help us, we often use names. We change a name and we use a new name in our Buddhist context to remind us that we are actually continually reborn in every second. And in every moment, we have an opportunity to live a life of peace and compassion. We can wake up to that. And so in the Buddhist tradition, we offer another name. We call it a Dharma name, like a teaching name. It's one that reminds us, oh yeah, oh yeah. So my Dharma name, for example, is Inkyo, which means the teaching of the circle, the teaching of the imperfect circle. Good reminder. And my teachers never fail to remind me of that. So as I offer you names for your practice, you might love them or you might hate them, but don't worry, your attitude will change. Often. And you don't have to tell me about it. So I hope that you appreciate them. We use the Japanese pronunciation of these characters, which are ancient characters, because in the Japanese way of pronouncing, you can really hear these seed syllables very well, which are kind of obscured in Chinese and in English. So that's one of the reasons why we continue to use the Japanese sound transcribed into English, because of the seed syllables resonate so well. So you understand that. And who wants to be called Follow the Stream, anyway? So, Bob, your Dharma name is Zui Ryu, and it means follow the stream. Zui, your first character, is a complex and intense character. The right side of the character implies movement, like down a hill, but it's strong movement, more like kind of like a landslide. That's on the right side of the character. And it has this quality of unstoppability. It just continues to move. So follow thoroughly. And also to be at the mercy of the waves, to comply. And that's Zui. Your second character, Ryu, means the current or the flow, the stream. And it originally was the flow in the amniotic fluid that the baby floats in. So the flow at birth. And it came to mean flowing stream. And of course, in the Dharma world, it is the Dharma itself, the stream, the roaring stream of the Dharma. So I intend your name to be Follow the Stream of the Dharma. And I've written a verse for you. And this is recorded, so if you don't get all of what I'm saying, you'll get it later. So the verse is, the Dharma stream is everywhere. furious waves, then quiet pools, shallows, then deep. But how to follow it? When to struggle, when to float. That's our practice. Time to dive in, Bob. Brian, I can't see you. There you are. Yuzan means gentle mountain. Hu, Yu, with a long character over the U, means graceful, gentle, even excellent. The character has an interesting history. On the left side is a person, and on the right side of the character is the character for grief. And it came to mean phonetically to dance with gestures. And originally it pointed to a ritual dancer, and they had that character for a ritual dancer. And it came to mean graceful, gentle, significant. Second character, Zan, mountain. Straightforward looking character, looks like a mountain with three peaks. It's a very early and beloved character, one of the first characters when you have the dictionary, you know, they go from the first characters to yours is a very, very early character. It carries a connotation of height and adventure. So it's got this sense of the majesty of mountains and the gracefulness of a kind of gentle approach. And I've written a verse for you. Standing strong, yet graceful, mountains take in the sun and clouds and rain and snow, protecting and embracing the joys and griefs that come in human life. Mountains hold the earth and sky together. Congratulations. Chad. Doshin. It means guiding the way of heart-mind. Do, you may know this character. Very commonly, we think of Do as Dao. And that's the first character, but it's a little different. It has the character for the way on the top. And then below it, it has a hand and a measure. And it came to mean to lead or to guide. Although it's pronounced the same as Dao, it is leading the Dao. So your second character, Xin, means heart-mind, and it actually looks like a heart. It's one of the earliest characters. And it came to mean mind itself. Think about how when Asians say, "It's on my mind," rather than this, what we do, "It's on my mind." And the Xin later came to mean vitality or the core of things. So your name can mean a guide along the way, Doshin. And I've written a verse for you. This way, that way, what about the way? Willing to lead, willing to follow, listening to the wind, turning to your heart, guiding and responding without a fixed point. Freedom can be found right there. Congratulations, Doshin. Marjorie, Chōgaku. It means lucid study. Chō means clear, lucid, to settle. The character implies the element of water on the left side of it, showing drops of water, and with the character for climb on the right, sort of signifying something that's upstream, something that's clarified. And gaku is learning, knowledge, study. The original kanji showed two hands and matching sticks, which was a reference to the ancient Chinese ways of teaching. People first how to match sticks, how to match things, and what didn't match, and what is clear. And it came to mean scholarship or knowledge. So nowadays it means lucid learning, clarity, attention to scholarship. And here's a verse I've written for you. Seeing clearly right to the bottom of the stream, of the puzzle, of the dream. At the point of clarity, what? Compassion and wisdom meet. Congratulations, Chogaku.